Hey, welcome back to This Woman Can, and we are still reclaiming 2020. Now, quite recently, I facilitated a young women in leadership program, and I was just amazed and impressed by the young girls and how they held themselves. But throughout the day, what I did notice, I found myself noticing that there were many exclamations of, sorry, I'm sorry, excuse me, and they kept apologizing during the exercises the girls were participating in. From my work, I know that many women tend to personalize mistakes, over-apologize for even the smallest of errors, so much more than men. And it's not an overgeneralization, it's not me just talking about this, because research backs me up. And most likely it relates to self-esteem. And it's interesting to consider how biology contributes to self-esteem differences we witness between the genders. But what does that really mean for you? What does it really mean for women? Because women appear to be predisposed to having lower levels of self-esteem. And it's all the more important for women to actively take steps to build self-esteem. So yes, Janice, how do we do this? Unfortunately, the tools necessary to help build self-esteem aren't taught in childhood or in most school systems, and I wish there were, having listened to the young women, as I said. And often there are things we learn only when we wind up struggling with problems that cause us to seek help. But I believe that everyone, especially women, deserves self-confidence and can benefit from developing an awareness of what it takes to find that inner strength, because self-esteem impacts every single area of life, your career, relationships, parenting, emotional health, and your overall well-being. It's vital to gain a better understanding of how you can actively build and maintain a healthy sense of self-worth. So let's start with knowing yourself. Building self-esteem first involves knowing who you are, identifying what you like, identifying what you don't like, knowing what you want out of life, and developing awareness of how your past experiences have shaped the person you are today. It requires paying attention to how you treat yourself and developing an awareness of the internal messages, that voices we hear in our head every day that we grapple with internally. Next, care for yourself. Developing healthy self-esteem also encompasses recognizing how powerful your internal voice is and learning to rewire your brain by developing more effective thinking patterns. Become your own cheerleader. And remember that caring for yourself means ensuring that you take time out to nurture your spirit by doing things you enjoy. Number three, respect yourself. And respecting yourself is vital to maintaining healthy self-esteem. It involves assessing and upholding your values without sacrificing your well-being to please others. It's all about your self-advocacy and stepping up for yourself, which we talked about earlier. It's about developing trust in yourself and learning the skills to become more assertive. Number four, accept yourself. Fostering healthy self-esteem involves acknowledging your limits and your imperfections, because we have them, we all have them. Accepting mistakes and learning to more effectively deal with the criticisms that may come your way. It necessitates forgiving yourself for mistakes or missteps. Five, love yourself. To truly demonstrate self-esteem, you must believe in your worth and care about your future. Loving yourself means treating yourself as well as you would treat friends and loved ones. Just as well as you would treat them, treat yourself. Doing this involves creating better boundaries, learning to say no, celebrating your strengths, and learning to accept compliments. So that is all about self-esteem today. Now, don't forget, if there's any videos you haven't watched or any podcasts you haven't listened to, go back. I've covered quite a lot over the past few days, which I'm sure will really help you with formulating and achieving your plans for 2021. And more importantly, listen out, because I'll be launching my new program for 2021, This Woman Can Become, and you ... because you fill in the dots, you can become whatever you want, and I will help you on that journey to becoming who you need to be and who you deserve to be for 2021. Take care until next time.